News Radio 790 WAEV, the Valley's news traffic. I'm over your head, I confound you, and astound you to know I must be one of the wonders, God's own creation. And as far as you see, you can offer me no explanation.
Welcome to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, August the 4th. It's a little damp out there. It's more than a little damp out there. Goodness gracious, welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your personal financial advisor, and an opportunity to spend the next couple of hours getting more information about your personal financial situation than perhaps you have had in the past. And we're happy to serve you. We'll catch up on the weather report here momentarily. But before we get too far along, because sometimes I do that, I get too far along and I don't mention all the ways you can become part of the show. Because indeed, you're not part of the show, you're the heart of the show. More Than Money, perhaps the last remaining financial show airing on radio in the country that sets you as the priority, sets you as the highest level of importance in our entire broadcast, and allows you to set the agenda, set the tone, ask the questions, select the topics that are of most importance to you. Seems like all the other shows have gone to trying to sell you something as their primary objective. And what we want to do, yeah, we're always trying to sell you something. We're trying to sell you good ideas. We want you to have good ideas and ideas that help you specifically. And the only way to do that is to answer your specific questions. And we've got three different ways to do that. You can certainly call. That's a great way to get our show off and running and again, set a tone. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. And ask your question. We'll get you lots of good information. I get to share my 780 years of experience. And to tell you the truth, this morning, driving down between 5:30 and a little after 6 in the heavy rain, feeling every one of those years. But sharing all that experience with you, happy to do that. 610-720-7900. You can send me an email. That works very, very well for many of you. Gene@askmtm.com. I've actually got a number of emails here this morning already, and we'll share as many of those as we possibly can before the end of the show. So again, Gene@askmtm.com. And wherever you have access to the internet, you have access to More Than Money. So we are literally a coast-to-coast radio show and far beyond. We have listeners from, Pennsylvania all the way to L.A., from Washington State down to Florida, from the Midwest, Minnesota and Wisconsin, throughout the Middle Atlantic states. And we welcome any of your loved ones, folks that you care about, that you'd like to share the show with. Just give them a quick shout and tell them to log on to our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, morethanmoneyonline.com, and hit the Listen Live button, and you've got the entire show through the miracles of modern technology and iHeartMedia. And then hit the Ask Gene button, and you can shoot your question right over to me. You can shoot Gene your question. I've got to work on that timing. And happy to answer your questions this morning. If you're just joining us for the very first time, the title of our show is More Than Money, because we're always focusing on the bigger picture, on not just the dollars and cents, but on the people involved, and that means you. So we're here to help you in any way that we possibly can, give you as much information as we can, share opinions, observations, and answers. Again, easily done, 610-720-7900. The first caller is always a welcome site, because that primes the pump. Primes the pump. You know, most folks have no idea what the hell that means, because They're just too young. What would priming a pump mean? It gets the whole thing started. 610-720-7900. Gene at askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Please, please, please be very, very, very careful as you're out and around this morning. It appears, and I'm going out on a limb. Actually, no. I'm looking out the window. I don't want to go out on any limbs this morning. It appears that the rain has stopped on the drive from the More Than Money World headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. We over to the station this morning. We saw lots of blue sky on the way to the More Than Money World headquarters this morning. Not so much. First of all, it was early. It was dark. It was dark 30. And second of all, it was really pounding out of the skies. Lots of ponding, lots of hydroplaning going on, lots of folks skidding around. So please be very, very careful. If you see standing water, don't assume that driving through it's the wisest thing for you to do. Don't assume that at all, because it could be underlying fast-moving water, or it could be covering up a road hazard. Just be very, very careful. We love each and every one of you, and we pray for your safety, and we don't want anything bad to happen to you. So please be careful. Point of housekeeping, thank you so much to all the folks who were so kind to not just me and Bobby Williams and our team out at Bear Creek Mountain last week, but so very kind to my daughters, Alyssa and Megan. They were in attendance, almost, and interestingly enough, not against their will. They were voluntarily up and around, and we had such a wonderful time, such a pleasure. First of all, Bear Creek Mountain is gorgeous. Second of all, the rescue folks treat us with great kindness. And then the entire audience, we saw so many MTM clients. We saw so many folks who are members of our More Than Money family. And we got to meet so many new folks who hopefully will become loyal members of our More Than Money family as well. So I just wanted to thank all of you on behalf, not just of myself, but my daughters, Alyssa and Megan, and our entire More Than Money team. 610-720-7900. That's the number that Charlene has called. Charlene, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How may we serve you?
I recently inherited some money from my parents that part of it was in an IRA. So am I able to reinvest that into an IRA and then not pay taxes on it? Or it doesn't work that way because it came from my parents and not from like another fund that I had?
Yeah, Charlene, the reality is one of two things. Number one, you have to keep the original amount invested in the inherited IRA, or you end up paying taxes on all of it, and that's probably not your intent. Now, can you use the required distributions from that inherited IRA, which will come out and be taxable, and use that to fund a contribution to your own IRA if you qualify? The answer is yes.
Hello.
So let's assume, just for the sake of argument, that the distribution that you must take out of this inherited IRA is $3,000 a year, and assume again for a moment that you're eligible to set up an IRA of your own independent of this inherited IRA, and you take that $3,000, put it into your own IRA. The distribution from your inherited IRA is taxable, but the contribution to your IRA is tax deductible, so one would end up washing out the other. Now, the question that you may have had in mind, but I'm anticipating somebody else may, if not you, somebody else may be thinking this, well, can't I just put this inherited IRA in my own IRA? Can't I just roll it into my own IRA? And the answer is no.
Okay.
Did that help a little bit? Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Thank
okay.
you.
God bless.
Okay, bye.
610-720-7900. I want to extend that conversation with Charlene just a little bit on the inherited IRAs. Lots of folks have questions, understandably so, because an inherited IRA is treated so very differently than a typical IRA. An inherited IRA, if it's done properly, and Charlene, I hope you're still listening, I hope that either it's already been done properly or it will be done properly, because the end result of receiving an IRA from someone else is that the title of the account will be, for example, if I pass away and I'm leaving my IRA to my daughter, Alyssa, I can say the title of the account will be Inherited IRA of Gene Dickison, deceased, for the benefit of Alyssa. It will never just simply say Alyssa's IRA. It can't. That's a violation of the regulations that govern inherited IRAs. And if somebody makes a mistake and they go, I didn't understand, I just put it in my own IRA, the IRS says two things, neither of which are going to make anyone very happy. Number one, you've got to take all that money out of your IRA. Number two, you have to pay tax on all that money. Whew, these are not good things. So, a lot of folks are also questioning from an inherited IRA. As you heard Charlene speak this morning, she's a young woman. Let's pick a number and say she's 35 years old. People go, well, you can't take the money out until you're 59. Again, that's not the rule for an inherited IRA. You may take the money out before you're 59, and you do not pay a penalty. You do pay income tax at whatever your income tax rate may or may not be, but you do pay income tax, but you don't pay a penalty. So let's pick a number out of thin air. Charlene inherits $40,000 from either mom or dad. And by the way, these are individual retirement accounts. So she, any IRAs that she inherited came either from mom or from dad or from each, but not collectively. There was no IRA for mom and dad. It was each IRA is individual. So let's say she inherits the $40,000. She's 35 years old. And she says, to be perfectly honest, I kind of need the money. Great. The money, the $40,000, can come out. It will be income taxable to Charlene at whatever her bracket is. But there's no penalty. There's no 10% early withdrawal penalty. And the rules for taking money out of an inherited IRA, again, kind of for a lot of folks, head scratchers. You may take all of it out at any point that you wish, but if you take a block of it out, you must empty the account by the end of the fifth year. It's got to be empty. It's got to be completely out, and taxes have to be paid. If you don't want to take the money out in the first 5 years, if you want to extend that money as long as you possibly can, and again, we'll pick on Charlene, and she's 35 years old, and mom and dad had IRAs, and she's inherited these from mom and dad, and she sets up the inherited IRAs correctly. One of the options that she has is to accept required minimum distributions from the inherited IRAs. And because she's so young, those required minimum distributions in many cases will be very, very small. And then that allows her to stretch those payments out over a very long period of time, perhaps even into her own retirement. So lots of interesting little wrinkles with inherited IRAs. Charlene, thanks for the call. That opens up some very interesting questions indeed. You can send me an email this morning, gene@askmtm.com. You can log on to morethanmoneyonline.com, where you can do what Phil has done. You can call 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Phil. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. My question involves CDs. Mm-hmm. From what I can see, there's two types. There's a bank CD issued by a bank, and then there's brokerage CDs.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what the difference between the two are, and why is the brokerage CDs higher, the rate higher than the bank CDs, and how is the interest computed?
Very good. Yeah, CDs do come in a number of flavors, actually far more than just two. There are CDs, of course, issued by banks. There are CDs, you're absolutely right, issued by various brokerage firms. There are CDs issued by online financial institutions, some of which are banks, some are not. There are CDs that are sometimes issued by corporations. So there are a number of different types of flavors. The main differentiator between bank CDs and all other CDs is the insurance that comes with the bank CDs. FDIC insurance applies to CDs up to the appropriate limits, of course. And as a result, if the bank should default, you will not lose money. The investor, the CD holder, will not lose money. Most brokerage CDs are not covered by FDIC insurance. Some brokerage CDs are covered by private insurance acquired by the brokerage to give the CD holders more assurances that they'll be A-OK. Some brokerage CDs are covered by SIPC insurance against more fraudulent kinds of things. So there is a slight difference in the quality of the guarantee. Some folks look at the FDIC insurance and say it's not that big a deal anyway. The brokerage CDs, you're absolutely correct, tend to pay a higher interest rate than the bank-issued CDs. And that's typically because the bank is going to take that money that you are lending them. They're going to reinvest it in fairly typical bank assets. They're going to lend it out on a mortgage. They're going to lend it out on a line of credit. They're going to earn 4 or 5% perhaps. They're going to pay you 1.5% perhaps. On a brokerage account, the folks that are borrowing your money, the brokerage houses, are investing that money very differently. And as a result, they can potentially earn a great deal more. So they can afford to pay more because they're profiting at a much higher level. So you've got kind of a mixed bag here. In my experience, the brokerage CDs are very reliable. Again, within reason, you've got to be have your eyes wide open and do your due diligence so that you're dealing with brokerage houses that are doing quite well. That applies to lots and lots of folks, lots and lots of firms. But bottom line is if you have a brokerage account and you have access to CDs, you will likely find lots of assurances and a bit higher rates of return.
One other quick thing. Sure. Could you test my understanding of how the rates are calculated? Say you took $10,000 and put it into a brokerage CD, and they're giving you, say, 2% for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
That would be $200 for the whole year. Do you just divide that by 12 and you get your monthly amount for 9 months?
Yeah, that will get you very, very, very close. The only differential in that short period of time might be the compounding effect, but for 9 months, that impact's going to be very, very small. So if you're looking at it one of two ways, either 2% divided by 12 and then multiplied by 9, or you could simply, if it's a 9-month CD, that's 3 quarters of a year, 75% of a year, you're going to end up getting 75% of that 2%. So if you gave them $10,000, you're going to get $150 in that 9 months.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the information.
My pleasure. Thank you for the call, Phil. Take care. Right. God
Bye-bye.
Bless. Yep. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. How cool is it? All right. Well, then I got to go look. All right, everybody, hang on a second.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, I'm back. I had to see the rainbow. We're high atop the iHeartMedia Tower here, and if you're facing west as we speak, you're going to see a really, really, really beautiful rainbow. Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Thank you, sir. John's always looking out for me. Always looking. Well, actually, he was always looking out the window.
That's correct.
Which we're trying to get him to pay attention to his work these days. He's just staring out the window. Hopefully, you're seeing a rainbow from wherever you are this morning. It is far more appealing a morning now than it was just a couple hours ago when the rain was continuing to pound down. At our home, I'm guessing we got about 2 inches overnight. It was, and we got about an inch and a half yesterday. So I'm not a rain gauger. Where's Bobby Gunther Walsh when I need him? And the rain gaugers, because those folks are, man, they are Johnny on the spot. They are impressive. 610-720-7900. Another bit of housekeeping before we go to our first email. I do want to ask you to circle 9/11 on your calendar. 9/11, of course, for most of us is impossible to forget. But once again this year, this will be our 10th year hosting the Bobby Gunther Walsh Show, hosting, raising funds for the veterans and first responders. And please circle 9/11. We host the radio show. We bring lots of our friends in. We accept pledges, and we raise as much money as we can. We've gone way over $250,000 raised in the first 9 years. We'd like to break through that 300,000 mark and just keep climbing, and your assistance would be greatly appreciated. If you're a client, a member of our More Than Money family, and would like to get early to the dance, so to speak, and begin sending your pledges over, that's fantastic. If you happen to be part of our More Than Money family and you own a business and you'd like to help with matching money and contributions of those types, or you just want to spend the day with us, we welcome that. I will confess in advance that I'm up at 3:30 that morning. I'm in the office at 4:30, 5:20, so that we greet the tech folks, and then Gunther goes on at 5:00. So by the time we go off air at 10:00, and then by about noon, people are going, "Where's Gene? What? Gene's right here." 610-720-7900. Gentlemen listening on iHeartMedia, makes me very, very happy. Can an inherited IRA be inherited? Isn't that a fascinating question? Dad leaves the IRA to his daughter, to the daughter at death. Can the remainder be left to a grandchild of the original holder? Fascinating question. Outstanding question. This is one of those questions that I most appreciate. It's the kind of question that I don't actually know the answer to. I don't actually know the answer to. So I'm going to do the research on that, Jim. That is fascinating. I have not yet, in my 780 years, encountered a second generation inherited IRA. Now, here's what I suspect. I suspect that it can be inherited. I suspect that. Just as an IRA can be, beneficiaries can be multiple generations, I suspect that it can be inherited. But I don't know that for a fact, and I've never seen it happen. So if one of our More Than Money listeners out there has had it happen or knows that it can happen, or one of our More Than Money CPAs or EAs that are out there listening knows that this is an absolute fact that it can happen, please send me an email. But Jim, at the moment, I'm gonna put that question on hold. I think it's fascinating, and I will find out for you and get that to you ASAP. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Ben. Ben, good morning.
Hi, Gene. How are you?
I'm very well, sir.
Hey, I've heard this statistic or read it online that if you have no debt and have a little bit of money in your pocket, you're wealthier than 70% of the world's population. Have you ever heard that?
I've actually heard that the number is much higher than that, that if you're not in debt and you've got a few dollars, the number that I have seen, more than $25,000 saved, you're wealthier than 75 or 80% of the world, yes.
Okay, just curious. Makes me feel a little better.
Absolutely, sir.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ben. Ben makes a good point, and yes, it should make you feel a little bit better. We are blessed. We are blessed that we were born in the greatest nation, not only of our generation, but the greatest nation in the history of recorded civilization. And we are blessed at the options and opportunities that we have that the rest of the world, for the most part, simply doesn't have. And in some cases, it's because the poverty is just unthinkable. In some cases, it's because the political system is untenable or oppressive. And in some cases, the quality of life, independent of the financial status that you may or may not have, is abysmal. So there's absolutely no question that Ben's point about whether it's 70 or 80% of the world, so much of the world, if you earn a dollar a day, that puts you in a pretty solid status in your community. We are wealthier, healthier, more blessed than we often acknowledge. So a little prayer of gratitude, not a bad idea on a slightly damp, all right, super soggy Saturday morning. The voice of an angel says that we've got to take our first break, leaving 90 minutes left to serve you this morning. We'd like to take your questions either on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, by email, gene@askmtm.com, or give us a call, 610-720-7900. Gene, let's redo that. 610-720-7900. We'll be back after this on More Than Money. Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. No, I can't explain rainbows. That's one of God's gifts. Those are just miracles. They're just wonderful. So hopefully you're grabbing a miracle this morning. You're getting your rainbow fix. And while you're doing that, give us a call, 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, or share our show with someone you love further afield, morethanmoneyonline.com. Happy to share all that with you. Let's see. Markets ended the week nicely after there was some concern with the jobs report that because it was slightly under what was expected, that might pull the market down. The market actually did very nicely yesterday. And the Dow up marginally for the week. NASDAQ up very, very nicely for the week. Nice results indeed. 610-720-7900. One other bit of housekeeping, more for a very, very small segment of our listening audience who has any interest whatsoever in how our softball season went this year, because we do on occasion share our softball experiences. And for those of you out there wondering, Gene plays softball? Yes. Baseball's been my first sports love since, 1,000 years ago. I have 780 years of experience, so I could certainly have been playing baseball 1,000 years ago. So, I mean, just do the math, for gosh sakes. But bottom line, lots of fun. Yes, I am the oldest player on the team by about 30 years. I get that. But I still play third base, and they don't call it the hot corner for nothing. And I'm still picking them and tossing them. And, we came out of the playoffs, unfortunately, on the short end of a 7-6 final. We went into the top of the final inning down 7-2. I came up with two outs, and we were still down by four. And by three, I drove in two, so we're down by one. And our next batter, sadly, the mighty Casey, struck out. So the end of the season. Did okay this year. My rough calculations, I batted about 740. So not too bad. And it's down a little. You're right. It's down a little. A little. 610-720-7900. Doesn't compare. I get it. You may or may not know that there are a lot of great softball players in the Lehigh Valley. Male, female, fast pitch, slow pitch. It's a great sport. Right after the game, we went out, had a couple libations, and one of the questions was, is Gene coming back next year? Or is he gonna announce his retirement? Tell you what, I take my rescue products. I feel great. My interest is at is every bit as high as it's ever been. So for those of you that are listening that are part of the whole softball experience, and unless something changes, I think I'm coming back. Might need a new set of spikes, though, because we played Thursday night, and we had to clear all the base paths of about 3 inches of water, which left muck. So everything that I own that's softball-related is caked in mud. My spikes inside, outside, and in. So, yeah, it's a struggle. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. As we've got a caller coming in, I will give you a quick email. Gentleman writes, I've been running my own business for about 3 years. This year, I expect to net about $90,000. Good for you. God bless you. I've heard the new tax law is actually going to help me out. How does it work? Well, you have heard exactly correct. Or you have heard correctly, so to speak. The new tax law allows individuals, sole proprietors, et cetera, relatively smaller businesses, typically under $300,000 of net income. $300,000 is fabulous, obviously. But if you own a business, and in this particular case, gentleman nets about $90,000, he will be able to deduct approximately 20% of that net income from his taxable income. So instead of paying tax last year, he paid tax on $90,000. If he nets $90,000 this year, he pays tax on $72,000. That's fabulous. It will save him if he's in the 15% bracket. That 20% reduction is going to save him what 15% of $18,000 is something between $2,500 and $3,000. That's a ton of money based on the new tax law. So a lot of folks have said, hey, the markets are doing well, the economy's doing well, but the impact of the new tax law has not yet hit. I would agree. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Joe. Joe, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I have a continuing question about inherited annuities.
Sure.
Years ago, I bought a life insurance annuity where there's life insurance attached to it, and then I get a continuing income.
Sure.
And how about the inheritance of the life insurance part of that?
Mm-hmm.
That whole business.
Yeah, if you have indeed a life insurance contract that provides an annuity payout, the underlying contract, the life insurance piece of that, at your passing will go to your beneficiaries and they will not pay income tax. It is income tax free. It is still in your estate, so there may be some estate taxes, particularly if you're a resident of the state of Pennsylvania. There may very well still be inheritance taxes, but there will be no income tax because it's the proceeds from a life insurance contract.
But even though it's an IRA?
Oh, that's a very different question. No,
yeah,
that's a very different question. An IRA, it doesn't matter whether it's an annuity, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, the IRS simply doesn't care. Whatever money comes out of your IRA while you're alive is taxable to you. Whatever money goes to your beneficiaries after you pass is taxable to them.
And the insurance part of it, they have to take that in the lump sum?
Yeah, the insurance part of it inside an IRA is treated as simply another asset of the IRA. So if your annuity is currently worth 50, but when you pass away it's worth 100, then the income coming out of that IRA to your beneficiaries will be taxed at $100,000.
See, I rolled over a 403B into that. Mm-hmm. I made that mistake.
And it may have been a mistake. It may not have been a mistake. That's would take a little bit of work for you and I to sit down and figure that out. But there's no question from a taxation standpoint, if you take money out of the IRA, it's taxable at your passing, wherever the money may come, whether it's, again, annuities, insurance, mutual funds, etc. Your beneficiaries are going to pay income tax as well.
But do they have to take the insurance part of it in one lump sum?
Well, the insurance part of it, assuming that there is a death benefit attached to this annuity, will be deposited into the IRA. So again, picking numbers out of thin air. If the annuity is worth 50, but it has a life insurance benefit of an additional 50 at your passing, your IRA now has $100,000 because the insurance is owned by the IRA. And okay. Now that's the money that's going to be taxable to your beneficiaries.
I get it now. And then they can take the RMD out of that.
Precisely. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I get it now.
There you go.
You know, this was probably all explained to me earlier, but you forget.
Of course. Of course. I'm glad you called.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. God bless you. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Let's go to the phones again. We'll talk to Richard. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Very good.
How may we serve you?
I have a question on e-bonds that were issued by the federal government. At one time, they call them war bonds. Then when there's no war, then they were calling them just regular bonds.
Savings bonds.
But those bonds were only good for so long. They drew interest, and after that, then you weren't drawing any more interest on it, right?
That is correct. 30 years.
30 years, okay. Yeah. I think, that's what I did was then I turned around and I turned my E-bonds into H-bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I did that because when I was working, I was getting one of those there E-bonds every 2 weeks.
Oh, sure.
So like a $25 one.
Yep.
And believe it or not, that was a good investment because when I retired, I had quite a bit of, of those bonds. And, I worked 35 years for this one company, so
nice.
It added up to a lot of money.
Of course.
And those H-bonds, they draw, 3% interest, isn't it?
They vary. So some draw 3, some draw more, some draw less.
Oh, well, I imagine there's a lot of people out there that don't realize that they have E-bonds and they should probably be turning them in because they're not getting any more interest on them.
Richard, you are 100% correct. There are tons of folks out there who piled up E-bonds just the way you did, payroll deduction,
right.
Or they got them as kids because they got gifts. For whatever reason, they may be in safety deposit boxes, they may be in the lockbox at home, but they've never thought about them. They don't think about them ever, not let alone often. And so you're absolutely right. If they're sitting with bonds that were issued more than 30 years ago, they're currently earning absolutely no interest.
Right. And another thing what we did is we used to, like when our grandchildren, when they were born and then every year, their birthdays, we always used to go out and buy them one of those. But then the banks used to sell them at one time.
Yep.
Or do, sell them for the government.
Sure.
But they don't do that anymore.
Nope. You got to get them online.
That's what I heard. You got to get them online. And I thought that was kind of dumb on the government's part as to why they did it, why they let the people go online, because not everybody has line, especially the older people.
No, that's true, but most of the older folks we don't give enough credit to because the quote-unquote older folks are pretty darn internet savvy these days. They're all on Amazon Prime. They know how to order stuff up. So, yeah, I'm not worried about it. And the last number that I heard the government say is saving about $40 million a year by not printing out these bonds and by not having them go through the banks. So we're saving a little bit of money, and most folks are pretty comfortable. Richard, thank you so much for the phone call. We appreciate it very much. God bless you, sir.
Thanks for the information.
You're welcome. God bless. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Richard makes an exceptionally important point. Lots of savings bonds out there. Lots of them stacked up. Lots of them in boxes in the house. Lots of them in safety deposit boxes or lock boxes or Liberty safes. In some cases, they're still paying pretty reasonable rates of interest. You should check, and if you're happy with them, good. Hang on to them. But if you find out that they're more than 30 years old, which would be, 1988? Roughly? That's 30 years, or it isn't. 1988, anything before that is no longer paying you interest? Check that out. 610-720-7900. I believe this is a gentleman writing. Let me see. I'm not sure. Email reads, my dad is 81, lives in North Carolina, and seems to be doing great. He's been on his own since we lost mom 3 years ago. He has a wonderful group of friends at his church. And he's always on the go helping somebody with something. Well, that's beautiful. He called me last week and said his financial advisor asked him to name someone the advisor could call. And he has this in quotes, just in case. Just in case. He asked me if it was okay that he named me. And of course it is. After we talked, I wondered if dad's advisor did this because he's noticed something about dad or dad's ability to handle his own finances. I'm thinking I should call his advisor in case dad isn't doing as well as I'm thinking he is. Am I overreacting? I wouldn't use the word overreacting. I can give you a little bit of comfort, however, in very recent months, I think less than a year, perhaps if I'm wrong, I'm off by just a couple months, maybe 18 months. The regulators, the SEC, FINRA, etc., have become increasingly concerned about the vulnerability, of seniors and how they are rather frequently the victims of fraud, theft, deceit, manipulation, scams, etc. As a result, the regulators have encouraged, when you hear the words regulators and encouraged, that means they've required financial advisors to request of their clients who are, I believe, over age 60, that they name a trusted person, that's the phrase that's used most often, a trusted person that can be contacted in the event, not that this gentleman thinks that your dad is currently at risk, but in the event that something happens that's so out of character for your dad that the advisor has somebody to pick up the phone and call to say, this is going on, can you help? Now, in this particular room, we've had an experience just like that. And as a result, because of that opportunity, the result ended up being pretty good, pretty darn good, as a matter of fact. But the initial question was very disconcerting to our client. Very confusing, very challenging, very out of character. And it needed to be addressed, and we needed help. And thankfully, we got that help. What your dad's advisor in North Carolina is saying, just in case, it's the right phrase. It's exactly the right phrase. Nothing negative about your dad whatsoever. But what would happen if the advisor got a request from your father to send all of his money to a Nigerian prince who, with just a little bit of good faith money, is going to be sharing with him $60 million? Yeah, the advisor logically would love to have somebody to call to say, okay, before I do this, could you call your dad and find out what's going on? We have in the Lehigh Valley a situation, not a client of ours, but an individual who has been sadly susceptible to several of the invitations by ladies from overseas to form a relationship. And as every man knows, every woman knows, the foundation of a good, honest, loving relationship is first the man writes you a check. Here in America, we have words for that relationship, but apparently on the internet, that's just, you know, that's considered normal. You seem wonderful. I would love to come and be with you. Write me a check. Actually, they don't want a check. Wire the money, transfer it, PayPal, do whatever you have to get me money. Sadly, our seniors are often victims. Majority, no. Absolutely not. The majority of, especially the folks that we serve in the More Than Money World Headquarters, gosh, active and smart and capable and sharp, but just in case. So I'm hoping that your dad's doing every bit as well as you believe he's doing. The fact that he's got a strong group of friends surrounding him, that's a great support system. The fact that he's always out and on the road and helping other people, gosh, there's just a tremendous energy that comes, whether you're 81 or 61 or 21. There's a tremendous energy, tremendous benefit from helping other people. And we'll keep your dad in our prayers. And we pray that this is just an indicator of the attention, the proper attention that your dad's advisor is giving him. 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. We are hiring. More Than Money is hiring. We are looking for to fill three positions. We're looking for a financial advisor assistant. We're looking for a financial advisor. And we're looking for a director of marketing. So if you are listening this morning and you happen to be one of would you yourself might fill one of those positions, director of marketing, financial advisor. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. We are MTM Financial Group is a registered investment advisor. That gives you a lot of information right there. If you are already a financial advisor, you know exactly what that means. And as an associate or as a part of a team with another financial advisor, a financial advisor assistant, in our firm, we look for folks who are licensed, who maybe are looking to share some responsibilities and support an advisor who is very, very successful. If you either, that's one of those three descriptions. Director of marketing is exactly what it sounds like. We're always looking for ways to extend our message, our More Than Money message, to as many people as possible. If that fits you, send me an email with a resume, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com. And if it's not you, but you're saying, wait a second, you know what? My current financial advisor is a really good person. I really like him or her. And maybe they'd be interested in an affiliation, a merger, an acquisition. Maybe you send me that recommendation as well. We would be very appreciative. Again, Gene at AskMTM.com. Folks wondering, do we still do Name That Tune? Sure. When I decide we do Name That Tune, that's when we do Name That Tune. 610-720-7900. How much time do we have there, sir? Okay. We have a theme so far this morning. We've talked a lot about inherited IRAs. I have a very interesting question, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the stage for the start of the next half hour. Young lady writes, I'm 56. I'm going through a divorce. And I'm very sorry for you. My husband and I are working through the property settlement. It looks like I will receive approximately half of everything. It also looks like my husband will agree to this arrangement. My question is about an IRA my husband inherited in January from his father, and it's worth about $480,000. My attorney says we can split that into two inherited IRAs, one for each of us. His attorney, my soon-to-be ex-husband's attorney, says he doesn't know how to do that, and her observation is, right, please help. Okay. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. We're going to take your questions and lots, lots more after this on More Than Money. I don't know how you keep on giving.